The following programming is sponsored by Fatima Peters. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group.
Hello, oh, hello, Philadelphia. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show, empower and inspire you to create great opportunities for your life. We are here every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on WWDB Talk AM on your 860 a.m. Philadelphia dial as well, and Spotify and YouTube. My guest today is my friend, my super good-looking friend, Blair Johnson, singer, songwriter, copywriter, and producer. Welcome, my dear one.
Thank you for having me. Oh, stop. That's too much.
I love this. We've been planning to have you here for so long. I'm so grateful that you made time. You know, I know we have busy schedules constantly, you know, doing and doing and doing. But I wanted to showcase you because you have a very interesting career. As a singer, you know, you are amazing. I have looked and read your resume, obviously. But on the fact that you come every week and I see you at the studio, you know, we get to chat about little things here and there. I wanted to know a little bit about you. You know, you come from New Orleans. That's all about party, is it?
That's what?
It's all about parties over there.
You know, it's kind of the birthplace of the party. But you know what? I miss the food. I mean, you can party anywhere, like Brazil, for instance, right?
That's true.
It's the food. You can never get, everybody up here might think, we'll just burn it and call it blackened. But there's more to the food.
And I think there's a conversation, a camaraderie in New Orleans about the food. Because I've been there a few times as Brazilians. Of course, we go to the Mardi Gras and my favorite jambalaya,
you know.
And also when I came to America, the family I was living with was from Louisiana.
Wow.
And I learned a lot in there. So, Blair, you have been delighting audience from all over the place. Tell us a little bit about your career.
Certainly. So, starting in New Orleans, was going toward that rock direction, maybe in the early 90s, late 80s. At that point, I had moved to Texas for a little while, then picked up. I had a decision to make whether to go to Los Angeles or New York City. It didn't take long to decide. New York City was more my energy, my speed, my spirit animal. I got there. We got signed. I've gone through a couple of things. I'm going to do the express version.
The express version of Blair.
Right. Yes. We don't have all day. But no, so I ended up in a band up there. And things were going great. We got signed. We had international exposure. We got paid some money to record. These are the days we had those great big two-inch reels.
Well, I remember that you had to carry
CDs.
Those things.
Yes.
What was the name of the band?
The name of the band was Spiral Fetish. That's what we were signed under. And it was interesting. It was the end of the glammy, poppy, punky era of the late 80s, early 90s. I remember it almost to the day we heard a Nirvana song, Smells Like Teen Spirit, came on the radio. And I remember saying, guys, we're in trouble. We didn't sound like that because, quite honestly, we were happy. Everything was great. Mm-hmm. It was going well. I could maybe tell you who was president at the time, but nothing affected us.
But see, that was a good era for me.
Oh, sure.
That was a lot of fun.
As a Gen Xer, we were loving life.
Yes.
Things just got really angry and tense, and that's just not who we were. As a band, we decided it was just better to go our own ways. And at that point, that's when the label came back and said, hey, we need that money back. I wish I had known a lawyer before we had signed all these contracts.
God.
So I had to take that one on the chin, and everyone just kind of disappeared. And I happened to meet a lawyer within a week and helped me get through that murky water. But there's a moral to that. So
read the bottom line.
Read something. Read anything. Don't just sign things. So I took that on the chin. Basically, everyone fled, and I knew we weren't done yet. But I knew that era was done, and it's a shame. It was great times. People ask me, do you have any regrets? Not really. I learned a lot.
It was a learning curve
Very much so. And I very much lucked out. I remember at that point, my parents had come to see me in New York, and they took me to my first Broadway show in my mid-20s because I couldn't afford to go.
Yeah.
But I went, and I can tell you, I was blown away. The magic, the idea of going into something, and it was all pre-produced. Everything was wonderful, a story
You were
being
the king.
Told.
You were like, yes.
Chills. My hair was standing on end. It was a wonderful experience. And that's, I had talked to some other people, you know, picking up jobs here and there. And then I ran into a few folks that were on Broadway, and they were saying, well, why don't you go audition. What? So I said, I didn't know where to start. And said, just show up. And that was that.
Wow.
You used to watch Bugs Bunny as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So remember when they would run off the cliff and the guy, whoever chasing, would run off the cliff and they would be suspended in air. Then the guy would fall.
Yes, and then go,
And Bugs Bunny didn't fall. But they said, well, why didn't you fall? And he just said, no one ever taught me about gravity.
I remember that. I use that sometimes on my coaching stuff.
Of course.
Because that's very true. If you don't know what that is, you ain't going to fall.
So that the funny thing was, I didn't know I was not supposed to be in these rooms that I would just glide into with no problem. I didn't have the musical theater degree. I just had
a
tenacity that said, well, you'll tell me if you don't want me. And I got very lucky there. There was a bunch of rock musicals. There was tours going on. There was regional productions of Jesus Christ Superstar and Tommy. I lucked out. I walked into a place that I did know I was not supposed to be. Got some people mad. But, it was still the rock time. They didn't have that opportunity for a rock singer to come in and
wow,
do that.
Wow. And this is amazing, by the way. I didn't know that story, that part of the story. I knew some of it. But isn't that true? What stops us to do anything is that mindset that is produced out of the negative.
That's correct.
I guess that's why we say ignorance is bliss. Because if you don't know, you're going to be rejected. You're going to go. You're going to have tenacity to go there. That's my story. Nobody ever told me that a girl off the boat could not be on, the Broadway as well, but dancing and be a rockette or be a samba dancer or be in the stage. Nobody told me. I mean, I was like, okay, I know that I can do this. I'm just going to go.
And the worst thing that could happen is if someone tells you,
no,
you can't do it, then you're crushed.
Then, if someone said, one of my bosses when I was a kid just says, the worst you can have is a no, and no won't kill you. And I said, you're right. I'm going to go to America. So what happened then? So you got in Broadway.
I got in doing a few different shows, and things were short contracts back then. I ended up touring with Wizard of Oz as the Tin Man. There were just a few other shows here and there. I got to do the 30th anniversary of Hair. And again, shows you how old I am, because then the 40th anniversary went to Broadway. The 30th did not. But these are all life-changing experiences and little chapters. I ended up moved to Philadelphia right around the 9/11 time and realized it was you could raise a family, and at that point a daughter was on the way.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of just said, okay, let me raise this daughter, and she ended up being a musical prodigy who's currently taking law at Drexel.
Wow.
And boy, that the blink of an eye that went.
Wow.
But it led me to this building that we're in right now. I used to work here. At a couple of the radio stations here,
an artistic environment.
Well, I learned selling. I learned listening to clients and developing things. And at that point, we kind of had to write our own spots. So the copywriting came into
play.
Again, I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to write the spots. Somebody had to. So at least I was closest to the client. So I learned about that. And I kept up with musicals. And
you did voiceovers, too.
I did. And it was...
Listen to his voice. Uh-huh.
Well, it's just a voice, right? Nothing special here. But so I started doing that. And then I returned to theater. I had done maybe one or two shows a year, but it wasn't the full crux of why I had a daughter to raise. I returned to theater sort of in the 2015, 2016, and it's been sort of a mad rush. And then we had that little shutdown a year or so ago.
A little shutdown, right?
Little game changers, we
For
like to
God's
call it.
For God's sake, so, man.
Yeah.
When did you meet John?
Right before the pandemic, because I remember him learning Zoom on our time.
Oh, my God. Talking about by the way, John Nicholas Peters is a vocal technician, and that's Blair, vocal coach. And tell me about that.
Sure.
Because many people don't know how important it is to have a vocal coach.
It should be with... Everything in
every
life,
single,
everything you
yeah.
need is going to be the path to least resistance is finding someone who's already there to bring you over there.
Yeah.
So I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 instructors, and they've all been, great in helping me
in
get to the next level.
In different spots, yeah.
John got me to a point where my confidence was kind of taking a bit of an arc. I was getting back into things, and I could still do it, but I didn't have the zest and the confidence I had when I didn't know I couldn't do it. So John got me back there, and we learned, and it's interesting, we had similar arcs. He had learned from other teachers that I had, bumped into along the way. And we learned some techniques, and he woke up the voice again. He's brought me to a place where I can...
I heard you there, singing, so yes, you're amazing. Awesome. And it's fun. Being an artist is a lot of fun, but most people don't know how much work it takes because you're pretty much putting yourself naked in front of people because you're putting your gift out there on the stage, you know.
And I've been told not to do that anymore. But you're absolutely right. So yes. It's brought me to a place where in the old days, the old ways of thinking, in we'll call them the Craigslist years, perhaps,
yes.
the idea that you are an artist and then you have these survival jobs, things that mm-hmm. get you through, whether it's working in radio or a restaurant or insert any
yes.
job. About a year ago, I ran into a coach who we're good friends as well. And he kind of looked at my resume. He knew me from other avenues of life. And he said, you're a really interesting person. Why don't you lead with that versus I do this. Oh, and I have these other things. So I changed everything. And about a year ago, I discovered that I am a brand. I'm not
yes.
just a guy who owns two companies and plays in Broadway or these sorts of things. So I lead with I'm Blair Johnson. I'm a father,
yes.
an entrepreneur, and a union actor. So at that point, that should inspire a question. Okay, where do we go from
correct.
Here?
And I remember we had this conversation before that. And the conversation is that, I mean, if I have 35 abilities or 35 jobs that I've done, doesn't mean that I'm not being my brand, you know, doing one thing and doing, no, you are the brand. Because the reason that you do all that is because you are special and you are able to do that many things.
I wish people would stop calling me special. But
I know. You. I mean, do you know why special, the word special, miracle, outstanding, all that becomes a word that gives people the level of where people are? It's only because of the rarity of people that will to be there. So miracles are miracles. Every day you have them.
Absolutely.
But they become the word miracle because you don't see them often. But you don't see it or you don't allow yourself to see it. See, allowing is what? To sit on this way that you are everything that you want to be. You know, this creative person that has all this ability, the brand that says it all. I mean, one time I heard a Hollywood actor, you know, say that, what if I start painting? What if that I start dancing? Would I not be who I am today? The $1 million, you know, millions of dollar, you know, actor that does all those movies that bring someone. What if I do the comedic that I am, why can't I paint?
Why can't you?
You say, why can't you? And wouldn't you know, start painting, and not only him, but others. And their painting, it's so expensive and so beautiful. So we are not just what one thing, you know, just what people say. You're much bigger, much more.
When you put that down, you just become so much more powerful. If you look at yourself as your brand, no matter what you do,
yes,
it's just so much more empowering. And then everything falls into place out there. I mean, I've dealt with a lifetime of intangible. I mean, going back to even the radio days that we were selling air. I mean,
remember that?
Sure,
wow.
Sure. So the idea, the same thing here. What am I? So I am an outsourced marketing person for certain entrepreneurs or artists or venues that need help kind of planning and strategizing. You know, they would have to hire someone at maybe six digits a year versus having a conversation, you know, allow me to go and help them, put them on the right track. And then
correct.
I could be their training wheels or they could be successful once they're on the track. So there's
a
plethora
that.
Of different of opportunities.
I love that. And I wish that many people would actually do this because there's so much more they can offer.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just behind the curtains and they don't do because they are afraid to show that all their abilities because maybe people are going to think that I am not as good at this. That's not true. You're good at everything. You put your mind into it. And if you have it, why not share your experience?
And you're right. Good is relative, too.
Yes.
You learn something and then you realize that, you know, if you wait for the perfect anything, the perfect moment, you're going to be waiting a long time.
So true. We're going to take a little break and thank our sponsors. And we'll be back here with Blair Johnson. We'll learn about his creative company and his website and all that. Be right back.
Game Time is a sports-soaked therapy used by professional athletes, health, and wellness providers worldwide to aid in the recovery process unlike any other product in today's healthcare industry. Recover faster. Use before and after activities or workouts to prevent injuries. We work out extremely hard to stay fit, so protect your body. Stay healthy with Game Time recovery products. Order yours today. Go to the website GameTimeSportsProducts.com.
Do you know, old boy, I think you'd make a simply wonderful Hamlet.
Well, I could be wrong, but this poorly hollowed-out tree looks like something the mighty wizard Gelvon might just call home.
Well, it can fool many, but it looks as though it can't fool you.
Did you always have the desire to sing? Don't fall prey to limiting beliefs. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Master vocal technician John Nicholas Peters is the one to break down barriers and help you achieve your ultimate vocal potential. Students say he is the most brilliant vocal coach ever. You'll learn more in a short time than prior years of training. Visit www.vocaltechnician.com or call 215-487-2517 and start the journey to your greatest dream.
Unlock the potential of emotional intelligence in your workplace. Discover how understanding emotions can boost team integration, dynamics, motivation, and behavior, positively impacting sales and company culture. We offer affordable training with self-awareness and self-management practical tools for a harmonious work environment. Elevate your team's performance today. Visit emotionmanagementschool.com or call 267-671-0773.
Hello, 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 Philadelphia. We are back here with a live radio show. I'm Fatima Peters, empowering and inspiring you to create great opportunities for your life. I'm back here with Blair Johnson, multi-talent brand, and we're going to talk about now about all your creative life that you have made for yourself.
Thank you.
Yes. Blair, I mean, this is amazing. I really am grateful that you're here because I hear, as a coach, I hear a lot of people talking about their fears, their resistance, and they're so talented in so many ways, and they cannot see. They cannot see because the veil that is in front of them about, oh, I don't know if people are going to accept me like this. I don't know if I should. Can we talk about, continue that conversation from the first set? That
sure.
This is going to help a lot of people. I have a lot of listeners that are artists.
And down in fear, make no joke, those are crippling emotions. And yeah. I know I'm a divorce survivor, if you will. And that was crippling. That I remember it was one of those things that's emasculating. It's you feel like you cannot dig out yourself out. And it's the same
if you're
an addict or something like that. You hit that rock bottom, whether it's emotional or physical or financial, all of these things. And they say there's only one way to go. And yeah, yes and no. It takes a while. Sometimes it's not a flip, a switch or something like that.
Of course not.
So it takes years. I've had lots of people come alongside, support me. I mean, even my own daughter was an inspiration to me. Not knowing the stress that goes into trying to just
focus on that and being with her. And in your artistic life, did that impact or block to you of going forward with your career?
Oh, it was a brick wall for a while until I realized, it bleeds into everything. And it's a lesson we learn every day. I think my father told me when I was younger that he got dumber every year of his life because he learned there was so much more he didn't know.
This is a great, thank you, Father, for that. Because Aristotle's, I said, all I know is that I don't know anything. And it is true. And I was thinking, it's weird because I was just thinking about that and you just picked up my thought.
It's so funny. And then, so yes, I had some success. I went into an advertising agency. I mean, let's face it, 2008 was a rough year for everyone. People were like throwing money at. When I was here back in the early 2000s, it seemed like people were faxing money over. Remember fax machines?
Yeah.
They were just throwing money at us. It was ridiculous.
Because and then, they needed the ads for, to put themselves somewhere.
So then about 2008, everything kind of crashed. And it took a while for us to get our heads out and shake that off. I had left this company and went to another advertising firm. And then I started getting an offer. It would grow. And then all the way to where are we, 2016, 2017, I reached a company and, you know, we'll protect the innocent here, but I made a lot of money for these companies because they need, but it was a churn and burn type of thing. And about that time, my father had passed away, and it was a long time. My mother had passed away, then he had passed away. And I just remember that all kind of hit an apex. And I just thought to myself, it's not about chasing money. It's time. We're losing time by the
second.
There
you go. That well said.
That
it's never
shift.
About that.
If you do things right and chase time, money will come.
Yes. And we talked about this a few times. And I am an example of that. And so are you. So you now have BWJ Create or Enterprise.
Enterprise, yes.
And you offer people that ability to expose, you know, or show their art to the world, because we are in a digital era now.
It's funny. I'm remember even thinking to myself, I'm just going to jump and see what happens. And I want to work with people that want to work with me at whatever speed that is. I can I can make that happen. I'm not even sure what that's going to look like yet. I remember thinking I wanted to come up with a really cool, catchy name. And then I couldn't. I hit a wall at that point. I said, you know what?
Put my initials and I create, and that's it.
We'll figure it out. And then so it was BWJ Enterprises, and I kept it. I went to a lawyer and I said, help me guide this. And he's like, well, we're not sure. We don't know what we're going to be when we grow up. So we're going to open all the possibilities, keep it Enterprises. And that point, it was one of the clients I had was Walnut Street Theater, who I adore those guys. They came on board and immediately said,
oh, really?
Said,
that's why I worked with them.
Yeah, they're the best. And so they continued to hire me to do the graphics for them, even to this day. So that was one. And then another theater, then another place. And it was all organic. It wasn't about selling anything.
I love that. So. And this is the most important things that I want people to, it's about this show, empower and inspiring people to create opportunities. So you became this huge brand, which you do what you love to do. You get paid for. And you enjoy every single, you know, step, meaning that you are a singer, you are a creator, you have a company that creates for others, and you share your experiences with people. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm my own guinea pig. So
that's it. I love it. I totally tell people that you should do what you love, because if you're not, you'll be miserable. Doing it.
Every day is a vacation if you love what you do.
Yes.
So, and that's it. So I was going back to the theater and I was starting to audition again and I was getting some roles and things were happening. But I mean, let's face it, it's how many in the industry?
I know. So everybody now
wants
to sing.
1% is working. Yeah. So what's interesting, I started getting in that rat cycle again where you go. And then you realize a month has gone by. What do you have to show? I'm not saying don't audition. You should be out there.
You should audition, yes.
But a new coach has come along and says, why don't you create your own opportunity and people will come? And so we're working on that now, that whole idea of
I love that, by the way. This is when I was a kid. I was a kid once, right? You know, I was small.
Still a kid.
I am. And I was a kid on the streets and people didn't really pay attention. You know, I didn't have food. I didn't have this and that. And I would create opportunities. So the show is all about that. Why you must do your own way. Because if you create and start your own way, people will pick up on that, even in those days, Blair.
Absolutely.
You know, so I would say if someone doesn't open me a door, I will create my own.
And kick it open.
And no. but you know, that's what you're saying. Why not? We are in a digital age. Everybody's an artist. Everybody, okay, what separates you from the world? You know, it's the way you do it. How serious are you of doing that, right?
It's about the drive. You can accomplish anything, whatever your heart. I mean, if it's to be a better business, to be a better creator of some sort, you can do that. You're the only person standing in your way.
Yeah, and the only person that can see the way too, you know. So what is your website for your company?
So there's a couple. If you want to see my performance activity, it's BlairWJohnson.com. That's where all my acting and creation would live. If it's for marketing purposes, it's bwjcreates.com. And that's sort of the boutique agency that I've created that deals with nonprofits and entrepreneurs. And that's because we have similar mindsets. We're creating opportunities together. As well as, I mean, there's mom and pops in there. There's bigger companies in there as well that I help. But it's because we want to be together. true. Working. So
true. And what would be a message that you could give to people that are thinking of recreate themselves and really meaning a change and create a new way, either a small company, a group, a singing platform, what would you say to them?
I would say, don't wait. Find someone that'll listen to you. It could be me. It could be you. It could be somebody that you could just express to. I always tell, you know, any people I'm working with, you're never too busy to stop, have a cup of coffee with somebody or share a meal. Just listen to where they're at and where they want to go. And a perfect example was, and not even too long ago, I thought, well, my story is a little weird. It's all over the place. So who cares? So I would just, you know, go. Now I met with this other coach who he said, wait, tell me where you came from and how you got to where, you found me. And I tell him the story. He's like, my God, that's an incredible story. We talk about the rock music, the bankruptcy, the reinventing yourself. And then and the creation of like when you hit one wall, you just create a company and knock the wall down or go around it.
You see.
So just keep moving. Don't stop and don't let people tell you that you can't, because that's your biggest problem.
Thank you for that, because I believe everyone has a story and is amazing and complex and unique. And we should tell our stories.
Absolutely.
And because that's the only way the other will learn.
And there's so many good books out there that you've turned me on to. And I've found tripping over other ones when they recommend them to you. But I mean, the idea that if you can creatively visualize it, if you really can see yourself doing it, it's very possible. Yeah. Yes, there are obstacles. Nothing is easy. But
correct.
You can find it.
I became a coach, a well-being facilitator from my journey. I realized that everything was aligning. Every time a miracle appeared, another appeared. And I became known as the miracle lady. And I was like, what? This is a little bit too big for me. But as the year went on and people start making miracles, like today, this morning, I received a message from Jane. She says, miracle here. And every day, Blair, there's a message, two or three things that happen in people's lives. And why is that? Because the energy is high. We are operating in high frequency, creating, inspiring, and sharing, collaborating. See, there's nothing pointing just here.
Oh, no.
It's all over. It's all of us together. It's not, oh, you are better than me, I'm better than you, I'm better than that. And if you are in that frequency, forget about it.
That's a linear way of thinking.
Yeah, way too linear. You know, we are together. So thank you for coming over. I hope that you give me more visits like this one. I would love to. Thank you, Blair Johnson. You know, God bless you and your family. And we'll be right back in next week, actually. Sorry, right back. It's 7 days. But yes, we'll be back next week with another guest talking about their stories. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Blessings to all.